We're on. We're live.
Barely.
Barely, huh?
Go ahead.
This is the Dollar Doctor Show. You're listening to Willard Saperston, Peter Greco, the Dollar Doctors. We're live. Give us a ring. 803-1520 or 1-800-879-7541. It's Saturday, July 6th at 10:05. Give us a ring. Show's brought to you by Saperston Asset Management. Securities offered through Brighton Securities of Rochester, New York, FINRA, SIPC, MSRB, and an RIA. Right now, give us a ring. All lines are open.
Also, the show is available every Saturday morning at saperston.com. Go to Live Dollar Doctor Show, live streaming, and you can watch it. Thank God you can't watch it. But anyway, you could listen to the show every Saturday morning from 10 to 11 a.m. Most devices that can connect to the internet can pick up the live streaming. Also, the shows are archived at the website, so if you miss a show, you want to replay a show, then you can go to the website again, saperston.com, Dollar Doctor tab, and click on the Archive Show tab, and you can pick up the archive shows. Then finally, last but not least, every week there's a free economic report by Stone and McCarthy.
Pretty good this week.
Is it? Why?
Why?
Yeah.
Because it talks about whether or not we're going to have wage inflation.
Are we?
Well, we don't know.
All right.
But everything points to that, right? Oh, with low unemployment.
Everything's pointed to a lot of things which haven't happened, you know. So if you keep saying it, eventually you'll be right and you'll be a guru.
Thank you.
Look at that. He called that, you know. It's like Alan Greenspan calling irrational exuberance in the market 4 years early, right? You know. And, yeah, so, you know, you say anything, eventually it may come out to be true someday if you live long enough. But anyway, right now, give us a call, 803-1520, toll free, 800-879-7541.
Anyone familiar with the chat room? It's not working.
Well, I don't know, whatever. But the chat room, if you try the chat room, let us know, you know, what your experience is. It seems to be going to a different website right now for some reason.
ESPN. So.
Yeah, it's going to ESPN, which is kind of interesting. So, but anyway,
we've been hacked by our own radio station, right?
I have no idea why it's that way, you know. So, but anyway, give us a call, 803-1520, toll free 800-879-7541. Another good week in the market, and the market just keeps going up. So, you know. We're going to have to give up on the chat box unless somebody else can tell us how to get into it. Why don't you get out of there?
I would love to do
it. But anyway, right now, you know, it's been a good year so far in the market. If you look at it, the Dow is up 15%, the NASDAQ up 23%, the S&P up 19%, and even the Russell's up almost 17%.
Big money.
And it's a market where, you know, everybody's been frightened, you know, waiting for the top. And, you know, the best way to get subscribers or to pick up clients or whatever is to frighten them, you know. And then, you know, my God, the world's coming to an end. I have to seek advice in a hurry and that type of thing, you know. So it's a good way for if you get emails all the time telling you that it's about the crash or something. You know, that's why. You know, that's what attracts people.
I had a client sell out because of that in December.
Yeah, exactly.
Completely to cash.
And as I've told people before, that's how it works. You know, years ago, I always told the story, you know, how I was with a different firm. The two of us in the firm went down to meet with Dan Dorfman, if anybody ever remembers him.
It's an old name.
An old name. He used to be on the old FNN. And we had lunch with him. We were trying to pitch him, you know, writing something about us and what our opinions were. And he says, okay. He says, what's your opinion about the market? I said, oh, we think it's very strong. It should continue up, you know, probably go up to this level. He said, well, I'll tell you what, guys, that doesn't sell. Now, if you told me, he said, everybody's saying the market's going up. You have to do the opposite, and you have to give me reasons why the market's going
to
tank.
What happened in Dorfman? He died, didn't he?
I eventually died, but that's the way they work. You know, that's it.
Good morning, Art.
Good morning, fellas. I did send something down the chat box, and then there was another message after mine saying, is it working? So
not working.
Not working.
Well, I don't know about...
Well, we can't open it here.
Well, how did you get on the chat box?
I went to the chat box, and I typed in a message.
No. How'd you get there to begin with?
Nickel City Radio. Then, I got down to live radio.
Yeah, but did you go to the Sapperston website?
No, I went to Nickel City
Radio. Oh, okay.
Yeah, because I don't get on with the Sapperston website.
Okay, so it's nickelcityradio.com?
Nickelcityradio.net.
.net, okay.
.net, and then it says, and it's got WCR/the Dollar Doctor Radio Show.
Okay, we're going to try that out.
I do that all the time because I get through, with my chat boxes all the time.
Well, hopefully he typed it in correctly. You know how to spell nickel?
I think I do.
Let's see. I'm looking at you. N-I-C-K-E-L.
Right.
Let's try the E-L.
I kind of realized he probably spelt it wrong.
Yeah, because a lot of times I try to go on with the Sapperston website, and it doesn't come up. This on Nickel City Radio, I hit the audio and live, and it comes right up.
Well, Peter doesn't like how I did it, so he's going to try it. I don't think so.
Yes, you did. I see it. You said N-I-C-H-E-L.
There it is. Just hit enter. Now, Peter can't see out of his glasses today, so we're a great pair.
Are they sunglasses or regular?
No, they're regular glasses.
Radio.net.
.net, huh?
Yeah.
Yep.
Going to the bottom of the page.
I see it.
And there's a chat box.
I see.
Thank you, Art.
Thanks, Art.
That's the website I always use. I have it as one of my favorites when I get it out.
Well, beautiful. So instead of going to Sapperston.com, you go to
NickelCityRadio.net.
And at the bottom of the page, there's a chat box. So if you want to type in a question or a symbol, and if you type in a symbol, let us know whether you're looking to buy, hold, or sell. So once again, NickelCityRadio.net. And that's where you can get to our chat box. Thank you very much for calling.
Yeah, you're welcome. I just dropped my mouse on the floor.
Well, it's been one of those days here.
I don't think I'll need it, you know. So,
right.
Incidentally, thank you to you guys for coming in on the 4th of July weekend. Very nice of you.
Well, you're quite welcome. You know, we even come in on holidays. You know, like say it was Christmas on that day, we'd be there. You know,
Easter Sunday.
Well, you might be. I won't be.
Yeah, he'll be in Florida. first stock I was interested in was Kimberly Clark. Now, and Barron showed it as an aristocratic stock, where it's been increasing the dividends for 25 years, and it's been on this aristocratic for 46 years.
Mm-hmm.
And it pretty much hit the top this week. It got to 137.06, and the top was 138. And does that have a point and figure thing? Would that have a lot more to go on this?
I'm going to let Peter answer that.
Well, I don't know. I can't see that far. What's it say for the bullish objective?
KCL.
I mean, you know, it's
182.
The screen's 95 feet away from me, you know.
So you're complaining?
Matter of fact, I don't need glasses. I need binoculars, you know, to get over there. So
let me set it up for you.
There we go. So what is it, 182?
182 price objective.
Yeah, there you go.
Incidentally, that KCL also stands for potassium chloride, me being a chemist. So that's
pretty
good.
Thank you.
It's odd that they had that.
It's amazing to me where these stocks are.
Yeah.
You know, but they are. You know, it is what it is. I mean, you know, these companies don't grow at rapid rates, you know.
No.
And, you know, and do they deserve those kind of PEs? Hard to say. You know.
I don't know.
On a growth rate, they don't deserve those PEs. They deserve it on attractiveness, and for some reason, they're very attractive. You know,
Just got a nice $1.03 mm-hmm. per share dividend this past week from Kimberly Clark. So I feel very confident. I like them a lot. Even though their original paper, they bought Scott paper, which is the thing I owned, and their tissue paper is the lowest quality of all the Kimberly Clark line now. It used to be the premium one, the most expensive, so... They have their own brands on the shelf now.
What are you saying? Oh, Scott Paper's the cheap,
quality? Oh, yes, the cheapest toilet paper, cheapest quality of Kimberly Clark's
line. Oh, okay.
Yeah, so because Scott always was good, paying a good dividend.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Second-hand Vanguard, yeah. Vanguard High Yield Corporate. Now, I've had that a lot. I have it in IRAs and out of IRAs. And it's VWEHX. I think it closed at 586. It's close to the high. And it's a bond fund.
VWEHX?
Yeah, it's a high-yield bond fund. I got a tremendous amount of that in my IRA. In fact, almost all my IRAs have that in it.
Sure looks good.
Yeah.
Price objective 685, closed at 585.
You mean it could go up another full dollar possibly?
That's what Point and Figure says.
Point and Figure.
Do your own research.
Take it with a grain of salt, okay? Yeah. But it gives you a way to set up a plan, you know. In other words, if that's a potential, then how much risk do I want to take, you know?
Sure. The next item would be the Bank of America. It was listed in Barron's as one of the 11 bargain stocks.
Yeah, I saw that in this week's Barron's there, yeah.
What was the closing on that? I didn't get that.
It closed at 29.26.
Right.
And
it pays a decent dividend, as I remember too. So
it pays two. Price objective 45. It's been one of the weaker bank stocks.
Right.
But you know, things have changed around a little. Of course, the yield curve doesn't help. You know, that's no question about that. But
if rates were to go up, banks might do a little better.
Yeah. Right. And rates, you know, did move up a little bit on Friday, as some hopes were dashed for a big rate cut this month. Right. And I think if you're patient, you know, it might work out.
Mm-hmm. The other thing I had, I know, Peter, you're big in the Barron's online. I read the print part. Mm-hmm. And I usually go to the Market Lab section. Mm-hmm. And I go look at operating earnings for, you know, coming up, the dividend payment, any boosts and reductions. The week's dividend payments coming in so I can check with my stocks, and the earnings scoreboard. Are there other things that also, for me as an investor, could help me out, other sections that I should look at, you think?
Too much is too much.
Right.
I mean, basically, you keep adding things, you know, you'll just confuse yourself in the end, okay?
Right.
And if you found a few things that you like, just stick with them. That's it. You know, the more things you add, the more difficult it is to make a decision, you know.
Yes. The dividend part I like because I look at both the New York and the NASDAQ, and I hold a good variety of stocks, and, you know, it usually shows up, like the Kimberly-Clark dividend shows. So I can anticipate that along with Social Security and pension checks when they're coming in and to look for them. So that's
good idea.
Yeah, and like I say, it helps you, and that's the important part. You know, you don't want to keep adding things, and you know, it just gets ridiculous after
a
while.
I got a call from Vanguard telling me that I had some outstanding checks that were going to go as cheap to the state. Did I want them sent to me in play? Instead, I said, "Yeah, they're from 2014 and 2015." I couldn't believe that those checks were still outstanding, and they hadn't notified me for 4 years.
Boy.
Yeah,
so they mailed it to me, so I got it.
Yeah, but, you know, did you ask them why that was?
Yes, they said that they didn't, it slipped through the cracks,
right.
Yeah, and it was only about five checks, each one about $140.
Oh, it's only? Well.
And it was tax-free funds, you know, so I don't have to worry about the taxes, so I'm okay with
that. Not bad, yep.
No. Well, enjoy the show very much.
Well, thank you. You helped us out quite a bit.
Thanks,
Art.
Appreciate it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm glad. I'll see you on the net.
All right.
City. All right. Thanks, guys.
Thanks a lot. Give us a ring. All lines are open. We're live Saturday morning, July 6th, 803-1520 or 1-800-879-7541. Willard Saperston, Peter Greco.
And as we mentioned before, if you want to try the chat box, go to nickelcityradio.net. And right, go to the bottom of the page. It's actually easier. You go to the bottom of the page, and there's a chat box, and you can type in a question, or you can type in a symbol. And if you type in a symbol, let us know whether you're looking to buy, hold, or sell. So once again, if you're looking for the chat box, go to nickelcityradio.net. Right now, as Willard mentioned, all lines are wide open, and it's raining. It's pouring out there.
ADT.
You're interrupting me.
Well, there was a chat box.
Oh, okay.
Question.
You have no segues, you know. You ever notice that? When it's time to break, you go, break. And
that's,
I usually
that's
go,
why I shouldn't be here anymore. I hand it over to David.
Let's do a segue.
So, ADT.
What about it? You like it?
Stock. The chart doesn't like it.
You sure it's ADT? Well, really?
Let's go on to TBTY if that's a stock.
Well, that may be. I mean, I would have thought he was. What is ADT? What is the company?
Too late.
Okay.
Tivity Healthcare.
TVTY?
Yeah.
Boy, somebody's a bottom fisher.
Or they owned it and didn't sell right.
They didn't say whether they own it or.
It says.
Yes.
Bill.
Yeah. But he doesn't say whether he owns it or looking to buy it or what. Anyway, they both look terrible.
Yeah,
right?
They both look
terrible. So if Bill's still there, you know, might type in some more information for us and we can go from there. But, you know, two terrible charts, no question about it.
What do you think of OLLI?
Ollie, great company. Ollie's, yeah. Favorite of the traders. But call up the chart. Whatever I think of the store, it's been an amazing stock.
I like Ollie's.
The stock or the store?
Both.
Both.
Let's try OLLI.
OLLI. I don't know how we didn't see this company a long time ago.
Well,
that's Ollie. Yeah, holy cow.
Well, we did like it. But yeah, it just dropped from 102 to 84.
Well, the long-term trend is still up. I don't know why it's been dropping like that. That's kind of interesting. But right now, the long-term trend line is at what?
82. Stocks at 84.
Yeah, so we'd like it to stay above 82. They didn't say whether they were looking to buy, hold, or sell, right?
Moving average, 200-day, 86.
So we got, you know, you're in that area where it potentially could be a buy. And I know we like to see some kind of strength, you know, a reversal, before we're going to jump in and buy rather than try to catch a falling knife.
You sold most of it in June at $94.
Good. Yeah.
Guess 49.54, no name.
Okay.
I'm getting better at this.
No, I'm getting a lot better. So
there's another guest, 99.46, wants to know about.
Well, we didn't finish this yet.
You didn't?
No.
Okay. Ollie's.
Boy, oh boy. 86 and 82. All right. So you don't want to see this thing under 82, okay, by any significant selling. You know, all of a sudden it drops under 82. And the other thing is you want to see it back above the 200-day, which is only at 86. So if it can get back above the 200-day, and you get a three-box reversal, which would be what?
From here?
Yeah.
87.
87. So if you go
you
back
84
above the 200.
And 3, I can still do that.
At any rate.
Barely.
So there you go. So, you know, don't, you know, reevaluate it if it goes under 82 with any emphasis or
still
volume.
On it and think about and adding above 87.
Yep, exactly.
But do your own research. Good morning, Bill.
I wasn't going to call this week, but when you're talking about my boy, Dan Dorfman, I couldn't resist.
When did he die?
He died. He should have died. Hey, listen, did he ever go to jail for that business?
Oh, I don't know. I remember.
I thought he had trouble.
God. It was insider information or something like that.
Oh, he was the worst. The worst. He was
gossip.
Yeah, but see where he was famous or where he was entertaining.
Oh, listen, you guys hit it right on. That's why this bull market is so fantastic. You watch CNBC some night, and the technicians, they're all bearish. I mean, none of them like the market. That guy Carter Worth, he won't tell you that in the fall of 2016, he told you to sell everything. I remember that day like it was yesterday. They won't tell you that.
He said to
get out. All these technicians.
So you're basically saying Carter Worth is worthless, right?
Worthless. terrible, horrible technician. Hey, if I hear that drawing the lines, do you think Justin Mamis and Stan Weinstein ever drew the lines? What is this drawing the lines now? I don't get it.
Yeah, they were great technicians. Do you remember when on CNBC they had the wedgie girl?
Yeah,
this girl came on. Everything was a wedge, and then she disappeared.
Listen, no, she's on Bloomberg.
Oh, now. Is she now, guys?
Because I follow on Twitter. Pete, I called you about 4 or 5 years ago. She said that the gap at 9-10 in the S&P needs to be filled. 9-10. That was after the 2008 low. Mm-hmm. Then you must have gapped up from like 880 to 940 one day. She was on there for years talking about the gap at 910. Wait a minute. Not all gaps need to be filled.
But they could eventually, someday.
Yeah, hey, listen, I agree. I'll be in another world, I think. But listen, hey, Pete, is it okay if I pat myself on the back about something?
Go ahead.
How about GWR?
G?
Yeah, the Wyoming?
Yep. I bought that about 4 years ago because somebody told me they're a great company. They're expanding. I almost sold that stock a few times. I said, how would I stick with it? How about that? Listen to this, though. They had a possible takeover. The stock was trading at 80. It gapped up to 92. And I called my guy and I said, gee, what do you think? He goes, I don't know. You know, it's probably, maybe it gets to 100. I said, okay, we'll hold it for a couple more weeks. They took it out at 110. Sometimes you get lucky with that. But then I read about their company because I didn't really read about it. They're huge.
They are huge, Genesee. And they're international, too.
Genesee.
Yeah, something called Genesee in Wyoming. Hard to believe, right?
Sounded local to me. One rail.
I got too smart, too late in the market. Buying stocks, good companies that nobody follows. Who's following? Who is following their company? Churchill Downs. Who's following Nick?
Well, you got a good point. We know what they like about, you know, some people about buying companies that are not followed, that as they pick up followers, it moves the stock too, you know. So
exactly.
Yep.
Exactly. I'll give you another one. I've been beating the drum for this for a while. Why wouldn't you buy AT&T here? Look at the chart on AT&T. Every day now, it used to go down 40 cents every day.
Now it's sneaking up, right?
Sneaking up, acting tremendous with a big, fat yield. And I don't know what they're doing with, what are they on, Dish Network or the other one?
Dish.
Yeah, so, hey, listen, I mean, I know, Pete, you're not a Verizon fan, but even the chart on that is really...
Oh, yeah. You know, yeah. Somebody had called us, which one would you buy? I said, buy a little of each.
You know? Yeah, listen. The people, I don't know, they don't like them. Yeah. How about Coke?
Yeah.
I've been that dog for years.
And then it finally broke out.
Nobody likes it. Well, it's trading at 23 times.
Looks beautiful.
And this and that. And yes. Look at the breakout.
Yeah, the company's finally doing some things to invigorate the growth. And
look at Pepsi. It never owned that one. A monster.
Well, see, Pepsi was the smart one because they were always well-diversified.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. And Coke was – but Buffett, listen, I'm not a big fan, but
– Neither am I. But
you all know the stocks. I know they've underperformed here for a few years, but come on. Give them –
Yeah. Well, see, I like Buffett when he was unknown. You rarely saw him. Now he's an entertainer, a TV star.
I get it. Well,
no, anyway.
But, I liked him because he used to, like the old Peter Lynch, he would go to McDonald's and he liked it, so we would buy the stock. He liked Dairy Queen. He bought the company. Those kind of guys, you go into certain areas, Dunkin' Donuts, my favorite. Look at that company. What a monster.
But you keep them in business, you know.
Exactly. I'm telling you, the more sugar, the better. Listen, you're on this earth one time. Might as well make it a good one.
You're right. And the older you get, the more you figure, what the hell, right?
Right.
What the hell? Listen, Buffett, look at Buffett's diet. So how many cherry Cokes does he drink a day? Like six? What is he, 90?
Yeah.
Munger? Much Munger, 95? They're still running it. And listen, they got their faculties, these guys. They're sharp.
That's
you
right.
Talk to them, they're not babbling around like me. What are you going to do? Hey, Ward, you're the greatest, and Pete is number two.
Well, now I'm number two.
No, it's the other way around.
You got demoted.
Thank you. Right, okay, I got demoted.
Remember, the market broke out, but it's no good.
Okay.
Thanks.
All right, have a great day.
Hey, thanks, appreciate Phil. The call. Thank you.
So this is a segue into that we're going to break.
You are listening to The Dollar Doctors, every Saturday morning, live from 10 to 11, Willard Saperstein and Peter Greco of Saperstein Asset Management answer your questions about stocks, bonds, and mutual funds. The Dollar Doctors are heard live every Saturday morning on ESPN 1520 Buffalo. Their shows are also available 24/7 at saperstein.com. Years of previous shows are available there. The Dollar Doctors shows also rebroadcast Saturday night at midnight. If you'd like to have Saperstein Asset Management evaluate your portfolio and discuss management services, you can contact Willard or Peter by calling in Buffalo 854-7541 or toll free 800-879-7541. Again, in Buffalo 854-7541, toll free 800-879-7541. Now back to the Dollar Doctors.
We're back. Willard Saperstein, Peter Greco are live Saturday, July 6, 2019 on ESPN 1520. Show's brought to you by Saperstein Asset Management. Securities offered through Brighton Securities, Rochester, member SIPC, FINRA, MSRB, and an RIA.
You did good, and I didn't even give you the information in front of you.
And go to the – I know you did. I don't like that. I used to be able, I can't remember my name, much less that.
It's one of those days.
All lines are open, 803-1520 or 1-800-879-7541, or go to the chat box, which is at nickelcity.net.
No, Nickel City Radio.
Radio.net. Yep. For some reason, not on our website.
Don't know why, but it's Nickel Radio. Now you got me all mixed up. What is it?
NickelCityRadio.net.
NickelCityRadio.net. Go to the bottom of the page. You can type in a question or a symbol, and if you have a symbol, let us know. Sell, or hold.
Free economic research on our website, Saperstein, SAPERSTON.com. From Stoner McCarthy, fresh every Saturday morning around 7 a.m. Good morning, Dreamer.
Good morning, Peter Willard. I thought I'd check in.
Well, we appreciate
Good.
That.
I'm in the process of moving again.
Really?
Well, you told us a few weeks ago, and you weren't sure they were going to kick you out.
Well, what happened was I'm dealing with a neurotic.
Uh-oh.
I hope no one's listening to that. They're going to boot you out faster than you think.
Well, what happened was she told me she wasn't going to sell, and I didn't believe her or trust her, so I started, liquidating. And then just recently I got my notice. So it's not easy to move an artist studio.
Right.
Especially into a small little, apartment.
Hmm.
So I've been kind of preoccupied.
Well, is she selling?
Pardon?
Is she
She's
selling?
She's trying to.
Oh, okay.
This house was built in 1920, and she's asking too much money, and the real estate broker told her if she put rugs in and paint that she'd be able to sell it easier, which isn't going to happen. So I'm in my fourth quarter of this life, and I'm going to just get out of here as quick as I can.
Yeah, that's good.
You need a studio to do your work.
Yeah. Well, I got my eyes on a little apartment, and then I could deal with that later.
Well, you could get a studio and put a cot in there. One for all and all for one.
That's right. Just me and my cat.
Yeah.
Well, anyways, I was going to check in last week, but I was, preoccupied.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to tell you that I thought gold was going to correct.
Well, you're
and
right.
And it did.
Yep.
And right now, I believe the floor on gold is about 1380.
Yeah, I think you mentioned that last week, and it closed at 1321. Does that sound right, Peter?
So it could still go back, and I believe the Dow by this time next year will be at 30,000.
Well, what is that you have up though?
GLD.
Yeah, see, that's not the price of gold though.
No, but I was going to ask you about GOLD.
Okay, there we go. GOLD. Take a look at that.
Barrick gold.
Yeah.
Looks pretty good.
Yeah, it looks very nice. What's
price
the price
objective? 24 with a close at 1580.
Oh, that sounds good.
There you
You'll take it, right?
As Willard always says, do your own research. Yeah, but anyway.
I do that, but I like to talk to you guys.
Oh, okay, that's all right.
And my favorite stock, the good news is killing it.
Yeah, I know. That's a dogger. A dog.
Oh, it's going to happen, but it better happen before I reach 90, you know?
Well, I don't know about that. Like I say, if they put some bad news out, maybe.
yeah, no news or bad news.
Right.
Although, a couple of weeks ago, some good news came out, and I think it went up about 12%.
Did it? Yeah.
And then it proceeded to drop down.
Well, anybody, I hate to say, I know you've done your research into the company and so forth, but any company that keeps doing that, and telling you about all this greatness, it sounds like a fraud. But anyway.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying. I mean.
And as soon as, it starts to move a little, I'm going to start liquidating. Mm-hmm. It's time to change my whole life around, whether I like it or not.
Yeah, that's it. Sometimes you need that little
kick. Did that about 4 or 5 years ago.
Right.
I still don't like my new life.
Do you want your old life?
I want the old life back.
Really? Okay.
I also want to be 25 years younger.
Well, good luck.
To have that life.
That's very true. I mean, what can I say?
I don't know. Yep.
It works out the way it works out. But I also, my other prediction is I believe by the end of the year, palladium will be $1,700.
And it's trading where now?
Last I looked, and I've been, like I said, a little bit preoccupied, it's almost regained everything it lost.
Mm-hmm.
And it was in the low to mid-15s again.
Okay.
And to reiterate it, I believe it hit like 16 and some change.
Mm-hmm.
What's the symbol on palladium, Peter? I used to know.
P-A-L-L.
Yeah, P-A-L-L for that. But once again, I don't know if it tracks it that closely, but we'll see.
No, but it gives you an idea.
It gives you an idea whether it's going up or down. It had a big run.
Looks like up.
Yeah, what's it trading at right now?
Trading at 148, price objective 198. Do your own research.
Yeah.
Oh.
But, 148, and you're saying it's 1,500, so it's probably pretty close, Yeah.
Yeah. So I just wanted to check in.
Well, we appreciate that.
I'm also in a, I might as well tout myself here. I'm in an art exhibit that opens next week in the downtown area.
Good for you.
Yeah, Hall Walls.
What is it?
It's a group show. The gallery's called Hall Walls.
Hall Walls?
Yeah. H-A-L-L-W-A-L-L-S.
Exactly like it sounds. Hard to believe. Okay.
Well, we wish you luck.
Wish you luck. We wish you luck with your move.
Yeah.
And hopefully you're not trying to move today in this downpour.
My ex-wives are praying for me.
I'm sure they are.
See, you guys need me for the levity.
Yeah, that's for sure.
We do. After this morning.
And then it entices other people to call who don't like
money,
you.
Money and money shows could be kind of a little dry.
Yeah, that's for sure. Today it's not dry because we're, what is the term, discombobulated or something? I don't know.
Well, in other words, you're like my whole life has been.
Exactly.
And I told my neighbor downstairs, she's very upset because she wasn't told to move yet, but she's looking for a place.
Oh, well, maybe you can share a place.
No.
Okay.
She has seven cats.
Oh, Jesus. All right.
God love you.
I just have my old buddy. He's 19 years, 1 month, and 6 days, 5 days.
Boy. What's that, like 154 human years or something?
Well, actually, according to one cat book, it's be about like late 80s.
Oh, okay.
Another cat book will be like early 90s.
He's old, whatever.
Yeah, right. We're both old.
Right, okay. Well, you have a good weekend there.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'll keep in touch. I'll let you know how the saga goes. And then when my book comes out, it'll be a big chapter.
Well, we're looking for it. Take care there.
Thanks, guys. You have
Hang
a good
in
weekend.
There. Thanks
Bye.
Very much. Listening to Willard Saperston, Peter Greco, the Dollar Doctors, give us a ring about stocks, bonds, mutual funds, 803-1520, or 1-800-879-7541. We're live Saturday, July 6th. Good morning, Richard.
Willard, Peter, how are you?
Good.
I think we're okay. Good. We're starting Good. To get a little stabilized here. After
I'm going to bore you and just talk stocks. That's all I want to talk, okay?
That's all? Okay.
Like the good old days, remember?
Yeah.
Whenever they were, but go ahead.
I hope you two are doing good.
Thank you.
I bought some gold for the first time in my life a couple of weeks ago, and I'm down 3%. I knew I was going to drive this thing down. KL, Kilo Larry, Kirkland Gold,
yeah,
Lake Gold.
We have some on a few accounts.
Mm-hmm. I'm down 3% on a half-box chart. I'm in a string of O's, but
should
I be nervous?
Well, to tell you the truth, I like to see that, okay? Rather than keep running up, you want to see a pullback.
You want to see it rest and rebuild.
Yeah, you want to see a little pullback. You know?
And that's one of the better ones.
Is it?
Yeah, I think it's out of Toronto.
Well, I heard you guys talk, and I got faith in you, so that's why I chose this.
That's not good. You got to do your own research.
I did. That's part of my research.
Well, have you ever bought a, a stock that went up right away?
It's
very rare.
Not too often.
Yeah, I think they say something like 80% of the time you buy a stock, it goes down first. You know.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
But anyway.
So
then you get shook out.
Yep. Here. Well, yeah, I know. Yep. I'm getting a little long in my tooth. I'm going to be 72 this year. Believe it or not.
Oh, really?
Really?
Actually 71. I'm sorry. 71.
Well, I guess you are long in your tooth. You can't remember your age.
No, I can't.
Anyway,
I can't. But I'm also 31% AT&T. I was going to mention AT&T, then I heard Bill talk.
What, 31% invested in AT&T?
Yeah.
Hmm.
And I was going to do dividend reinvestment with it, but I think maybe I'm long enough in that thing.
I would think so. You know, if it goes up to 60, then you weren't long enough. You know, if it goes down, if it goes down, to 15 or so or whatever, I don't think it would, but then you said, I have too much of it. But anyway,
sure. But then I also wanted to tell you that I'm 20% AT&T.
Oh, okay. Well,
I'm 31% and a Federated Money Market Fund paying 2.25% because I'm nervous.
Okay. Well,
does that sound a little too heavy?
No, it's basic. You know, you have to do what makes you feel comfortable.
I sleep pretty good with that.
If you sleep sleeping older. Good, then that's it. You know, don't worry about it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Because you don't have as much time to recover as you get older.
Well, that's true. I agree. And plus, you have to do what makes you comfortable. If you're nervous every day, you know.
Sure.
I remember years ago we had a client, he kept wanting to be in the market. And every time the market went down a bit and went up a bit, and I'd get phone calls. And finally, one day he called. I said, "Listen, you're not suited for the stock market. You should just get the heck out of it." You know.
Mm-hmm.
And luckily, that was before the 2007-2008. Dumb luck, but whatever.
Yeah. Could you look at another one for me?
Mm-hmm.
BP, Ball Poi, Boy Paul. Excuse me.
Just looking at it this morning, they have an order in to buy more if it goes to 37.
Okay,
but I don't know if that happens. I don't know.
Okay, well, That's probably my second largest holding.
Well, you're an income guy, right?
Kind of, yes.
Pays six. And they've got a pretty good history of maintaining the dividend.
Mm-hmm. I think it's kind of consolidating.
But you don't buy a stock like that for growth, really. You know what I mean? It's not a growth stock. It's just it'll plot along, go with oil. And so far, they've been pretty good about their dividend.
Okay.
And they're big. You know, it's a big, big company.
Sure. So I think if it hangs right around here, I'm content.
I want it to drop so I can buy more.
There you go. So if it drops, it's Willard's fault.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Well, you remember before it got down below 30 a few years back, and nobody wanted it. Throwing it out.
Yeah.
And so for a bottom fisher, right, that was golden. That's golden.
Just want to see if you guys still felt okay about it.
It's okay. You know, it's
you're
not
on the 200-day moving average, basically.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously not exciting, but it's okay.
Yeah, I'm not very exciting in my life these days anyway.
Okay. We won't go into that. Go ahead.
All right. Thank you, guys. I appreciate this. Nice segues you do also.
Thanks very much. I needed that.
We all need a little love sometimes.
Tired of getting yelled at, right?
Don't get yelled at. Thanks for
Take
your
care.
Help,
Have
guys.
A good
appreciate
weekend
it.
There.
Thanks,
okay.
Richard. Give us a ring.
Bye-bye.
Give us a ring. We're live. Willard Saperston, Peter Greffel, the Dollar Doctor's got about 15 minutes left. 803-1520, 803-1520, or 1-800-879-7541.
Or you can go to the chat box, but you have to go to nickelcityradio.net. And if you do that, you can go to the bottom of the page, type in the question symbol. If you put a symbol in, let us know. If you're looking to buy, sell, hold, whatever.
Art from New Jersey.
Again.
Well, let's do Rite Aid. Tony from Archer Park.
Rite Aid. It's interesting. I'm surprised they're still in business, but anyway.
Wait a minute. I buy my stuff there.
Do you?
Yeah. What's wrong with them? R-A.
R-A-D.
R-A-D. Rite Aid.
They just had a, reverse split?
Yeah. Didn't make it go very high, but better than a buck, whatever it was.
Yeah. So did he say whether, you know, he's looking to buy, sell, hold?
Didn't say.
Anyway, well, at this point, if you've been holding it, I think you have to hold it.
The high is 9.8. Well, that was yesterday. Yeah. It's 9.11. Price objective, 9.5. If it bottomed, the adjusted, split adjusted is 6.5.
And if it broke out above those two double X's at
10
what?
Bucks.
If it hit 10 bucks, then maybe you've got something going. You know?
Do you understand about the company?
The company was a terrible mess years ago. They got them, whoever was running the company got them.
Ran
it into the ground, really. I still don't think they have a real good identity. You go into their store, it's like half a junk store and half a prescription type of thing. But I think, you know, they're trying to turn things around. So, you know, whatever you think of the store, it's like Chipotle. I went in there years ago and I said, my God, what a dump.
Me too.
And look, I mean, so you have to get that stuff out of the way and look
get
at
your emotions out of the
exactly.
way.
Exactly. So, but anyway.
And I thought the food was terrible at Chipotle.
Yeah. So if it goes to, of course, the guy that used to be at Taco Bell took over now. So who knows? But anyway.
Good morning, Judy. Yeah. Listen.
I went to nickelcityradio.net and put in my question, but I couldn't submit it because it said I had to fill in the HTTP that box, and I don't have an HTTP.
Well, thank God the show's over in 12 minutes, and
okay,
then we'll have to deal with it next week, but we appreciate the call. I don't know what's going on.
Okay, so I will ask you the question that I put in the box.
Okay.
I'm interested in buying CGC, which is the cannabis company.
Oh, yeah.
That was taken over by some big company.
No, it wasn't taken over.
It was
30% interest or something.
Okay, you got 30% interest. Enough so that they controlled the board.
STZ.
STZ
did that.
Yeah.
That's right. And
that's the old Canandaigua wine, not to be
Isn't
local.
Is that Consolidated Brands?
Yeah,
but it was Canandaigua wine years ago.
Oh, okay.
So it's almost, you know, nearby.
Yeah. So anyhow, they managed to, because they have this control of the board, they got rid of the two founders from the board,
mm-hmm.
according to Bloomberg.
Yeah, after they had disappointing financials.
Disappointing earnings.
Right.
And I thought they made it. I thought their case was pretty good, because very often the kinds of skills you need to run a company are very different from what you need to
form it,
you build mean, the
build
company.
It, right. Yep.
But anyway, I looked at the chart and thought that, you know, it has a hint of turning up, and I was wondering whether, if you looked at the chart, what your thoughts were.
Well, as a bottom fisher, you could buy this at 40 and stop it at 38.
Uh-huh.
It did turn up a little bit,
yeah,
if you
did.
Go to what we call a half box chart,
mm-hmm.
and it had support, three zeros, at 38 and a half. So you'd stop that, let's say 37.90, you could buy it here.
Mm-hmm.
However, you know, where would you hope it would go?
Up to where it was.
Well,
all the way.
There's a downtrend line that comes in at 44 and a half.
Oh, no, I thought about the next level up.
Sometimes.
Closer to 50.
Yeah, sometimes the downtrend line is important.
I mean, anything's possible. You know, right now that whole sector's out of favor, you know.
Right.
And, you know, I think people are trying to sort things out, what it all means, who's going to be the big players, you know.
There is an ETF, symbol MJ.
Mm-hmm.
That has that in it, and
that's interesting.
That doesn't look terrible, and you can probably go on the website and find out
what the holdings are of it, and you know, I'd take a look at that too, because that's a way to play the whole cannabis
getting roasted.
It's a lot less risky,
right? And take a look,
MJ is selling it.
MJ, I'm just looking, has GW Pharmaceuticals, Kronos, Tilray, Aurora, Canopy Growth, and more.
So it's got some of the medical ones, too, in there,
which
is good. Yeah.
And that's selling at, got to go back, what am I not seeing here?
I don't know. You have your glasses on. You should be able to see.
Well, they're not so good.
Jeez.
So, hold on. Here we go. We'll do some. I think it's 31 3/4.
Oh, well, that sounds safer and a lot cheaper.
It's safer, but you're going to go with the group, right?
Yeah. If you're going to be aggressive, you know, Canopy Growth. Another way to play it's STZ.
that's a bit more expensive.
It's more expensive, but still, you know, I mean.
JM is at least holding the trend line, the down trend line.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Trend line at 30. So.
Okay.
Thank you for calling.
Well, thank you.
Okay.
Bye now.
Take care.
Okay, bye.
Okay.
So all that baloney about go to the Nickel City.
Well, I don't know, because people have been using. I have no idea. Go to the chat box again, see if anybody put something in.
Zach on Constellation Brands.
Yeah, there you go. Constellation Brands. STC.
STZ as in zebra.
STZ, right.
Yeah, I thought you said C as in Charlie. That's been all over the place last week.
Yeah. I mean, the good part is, I mean, they're a very diversified company, you know, in the beverage area.
Closed at 197, price objective 310. Do your own research. And it would look that you could do an on-stop buy at 204, right, above there.
On-stop buy at 204. Where's the 200-day?
189 and the 50-day at 196.
So where's the trading?
197.
Yeah. So you got, you know, the 200-day at 180. As long as it stays above whatever that is, you know, 180 what, 6 you said?
189.
Okay. So as long as it stays above that, you're in very good shape, because that means the long-term trend is still up. And, you know, so it's a more conservative way to play.
And they sell
growth.
Other things besides pot,
that's it.
Right?
Exactly, yeah.
Wine.
Beer. Everything. They're into everything. Oh. They started out, like you say, Canandaigua Wines, and they bought up almost every wine company in the world.
Good morning, Ron.
Yeah.
Good morning. I was watching CNBC on Friday while I was eating my lunch, and guy came up with two stocks here,
mm-hmm.
and they're not very expensive. NAVI, which is around $14, and ORBC. What do you think of these?
Yeah, I'll take a look at NAVI as well.
Navient Corporation, NAVI, closes at 1410. It's been in a downtrend since 2015. It used to be at 22. It got as low as 850. It reversed. And you could do a buy and stop at 15. If you buy it here, you're bumping up against the downtrend, and you just don't know. You'd have to go look at the fundamentals a little more. What do they do? What are their earning prospects?
I really haven't looked at them at all.
But it is above the 200-day at what, 12-something?
12-12.
So it's in a positive position, and if it can stay above that 200-day, you may have something. You know, the chart doesn't look exciting, but who knows? What's the other one now?
ORBC. Mm-hmm. I guess it's 7.5.
ORBC is Orbcom, O-R-B-C-O-M-M. No dividend. Got as high as 11.5.
Reversed.
And reversed and came down to 6.50, so it got cut in half. It's now turned the last few days.
Yep.
Probably from the CNBC business.
Was that Friday?
Yeah,
it was Friday. Yeah.
Yeah, it turned on Friday.
Turned on Friday, probably with the
guy pumping it.
There's all kinds of what we call overhead supply between 8:50 and 11.
And where's the 200-day there?
200-day at 8:26.
And where's
7.85.
Yeah, so it has to get above the 200-day at least to be looking.
And then you're going to run into all this. You can't
a lot of
see
resistance
this on the radio.
You know, neither one of them are great charts, but but it doesn't mean they won't go up. Right.
Yeah. You got to do your own research.
This ORBC, he said. It's one you buy and put away for a couple of years.
Oh, okay.
Something, I forgot what he did say it was involved in. Mm-hmm.
Telephone.
Well, go look into it further and see. You know, see
just remember, in 2009, it was a buck a share.
Huh.
So.
Okay.
Okay.
One never knows.
Look into it and see what they're into. You know, maybe,
right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, thank you.
Okay,
thank
you're welcome.
Thank you, Ron.
Take care of
that. Perfect.
You know, so.
Well, what else do you have to say about the markets? You used to say it's a stock picker market.
I will say something that you can't lose. You know why you can't lose? Because
I'm not sure it's legal to say that.
If interest rates go down, the market loves it, okay, if they think they're going to lower interest rates. Also, if jobs are good and the economy is good, the market loves that. And so if they don't lower interest rates and the economy is doing good, that's good. So everything's good.
I see.
and
the market will follow
matter of fact,
that good.
And the guy in Barron said, if the test of a first-rate intelligence, as F. Scott Fitzgerald wrote in The Crack-Up, is the ability to hold two opposing ideas in one mind, in one's mind at the same time, and still retain the ability to function.
Well, I can't do that.
Then investors have to be the smartest folks around. There you go.
You have been listening to Willard Saperston, Peter Greco, The Dollar Doctor, live every Saturday between 10 and 11 on ESPN 1520, rebroadcast from 12 to 1 every Saturday night, unless it's a sports game, and on our website, Saperston, SAPERSTON.com, free economic research and archive shows, whenever you want to listen to them. As we always say, keep a little powder dry, and good night and good luck.
You've been listening to The Dollar Doctor Show. Every Saturday morning at 10, Willard Saperston and Peter Greco answer your questions about stocks, bonds, mutual funds, retirement issues, and the economy in general. The Dollar Doctor Show is brought to you by Saperston Asset Management. Discussion of specific securities should not be construed as recommendations to buy or sell, either by Saperston Asset Management or AM 1520 WWKB. The Dollar Doctor Show is rebroadcast on Saturday night at midnight. You're invited to join us again then or next Saturday morning at 10 a.m. on AM 1520 WWKB.